Rufus Wainwright has just released his third album, called Want One. In many of these new songs, he intimates and at times directly addresses the unhappiness and substance abuse he's talked about in recent interviews. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review.
Men reading fashion magazines. Oh, what a world it seems we live in, straight men. Oh, what a world we live in, why am I...
Rufus Wainwright commences Want One with that composition, Oh, What a World, elaborately arranged, invoking Ravel's bolero. Wainwright moans, quote, what a world my parents gave me, always traveling but not in love. It's an almost absurdly over-the-top piece of self-pity, so extravagant you find yourself shaking your head, either in admiration for its gutsiness or wonderment at its mawkishness. The song is aptly chosen to lead off this intentionally baroque, bitter album.
Thought that maybe we'd fall in love over the phone. Thought that maybe I'd really love being alone. Everybody but heaven knows how I was wrong. Oh Lord, what have I done to myself? What have I done to myself in this vicious world?
In that song, Vicious World, Wainwright sings, Oh Lord, what have I done to myself? And in interviews promoting Want One, Wainwright is talking about what he's done to himself since the release of his last album, Poses, 3 years ago. Consuming a lot of drugs and alcohol, venturing into what he called in the New York Times a, quote, gay hell, and doing a stint in rehab. You could say that the music that results from this is in his blood. As the son of singer-songwriter Kate McGarrigle, Rufus knows how to make misery artfully pretty. As the son of singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright, he knows how to be fearlessly autobiographical.
I don't want to make it rain. Just want to make it simple. I don't want to see the light. I just want to see the flashlight. I don't want to know.
My chief problem with Rufus Wainwright is that, unlike those parents he alternately blames and loves, a bit too intensely for a man of 30, I might say, he's become mannered in an almost unbearable extent. He's taken that gorgeous tenor voice of his and, with each succeeding record, exaggerated his melismatic slurs and florid croon. He knows how great he can sound, and that knowledge seeps into every arrangement on Want One. It's less a showcase than a showing off of technique, of musical eclecticism. He started out full of a spiteful energy and gopher-broke emotionalism. On this album, however, his voice officially becomes a trademark. I can almost hear the little copyright circle above every distended phrase. As for the layered production style, much of it comes straight out of 70s West Coast pop music, whether he's invoking Van Dyke Park's art records of that era, or a Mama's and Papa's arrangement like this.
You got my lost brother's soul. My dear mother's eyes, brown horse's mane, and my uncle's name. You watch me die.
Throughout Want One, Rufus Wainwright sounds unhappy, restless, and exploited in his endless pursuit of happiness and contentment. This is a classic theme in much gay culture, in novels and movies, as well as pop music. The problem is that Rufus isn't adding much to the tradition. For a guy who claims to have gone through so much in his 3 decades, he still seems stuck on feeling abandoned by daddy. Loudon Wainwright divorced Kate McGarrigle when Rufus was 3, and the subsequent abandonment is something that has haunted both men. The father has written many songs about his own loudishness, sometimes masking his shame and pain with humor, sometimes not. The son is still all bruised pain, as he proves on the album's closing song, Dinner at 8, which gives full vent to a fight Rufus has said he had with his father over a meal they had after a Rolling Stone photo shoot.
No matter how strong, I'm gonna take you down with one little stone. I'm gonna break you down and see what you're worth, what you're really worth to me. Dinner. Actually, it was probably me again. Why is it so?
The frustrating thing about that song and so many others on Want One is that Rufus sidles up to pent-up emotions, ready to release them in a torrent, only to drown them in string sections and coyly oblique metaphors. He's not yet enough of a wordsmith to earn his Cole Porter world weariness, let alone his father's just plain weariness. And if he doesn't watch it, Rufus won't be the tunesmith who will provide his fans the passion and release that they, and he, crave so much.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.